Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life medium? Then this is the podcast for you. In this show, you'll learn how to open your heart to spirit, hear adventures I've experienced as an award-winning psychic medium and teacher. Plus, I'm going to give you some psychic information and insight into what the future holds for our increasingly crazy world. Tune in every Friday and get ready to connect to the other side. I'm Jen, and I'll be your guide starting right now.
It's about clairvoyance. So we're going to go through the main, I guess maybe all of the clairs will go through that, but this one will be the heaviest one. It'll be the one with the most detail. So get your notebooks ready and get your spirit school journals ready. And I'm going to explain clairvoyance to you and give you some examples of what clairvoyance actually is. And you might be surprised that to hear what I say about what clairvoyance is, because one of the questions that students have when they're first learning this work is like, how do I know if I'm making it up or if I'm seeing it properly? And I'm going to give you other examples of how you have been clairvoyant in the past, even before you decided that you wanted to do this work. Okay. So clairvoyance, again, just to see that word, good timing. Clairvoyance is clear seeing. So again, it's ironic to use the words clear and seeing because it's not clear. This is a psychic ability that does not use your eyes. So everything is kind of backwards here. So clear and seeing don't really apply because you don't see clearly and you don't see with your human eyes. You're seeing with your rather maybe your fifth dimensional eyes. And I talk about a story how I once taught a class for kids, and I told them how I asked the question, like, how many eyes do you have? They're like, two. And I'm like, no. And they're like, yeah, we only have two. And I'm like, okay, well, actually you have three. And they're like, okay, weirdo. And I told them it's an invisible eye that is like right here. So their pineal gland, their third eye. And then I had them have blindfolds with cute little animals on them, and they were able to identify things that were in a bag or a drawing that I had put on the back of the whiteboard. And so just a note, kids are very, very highly clairvoyant and very tuned into spirit. And sometimes that might be something that happened to you also when you were young, and maybe it was lost along the way for whatever reason, or, you know, your parents said this wasn't real. I used to babysit a little girl who had an imaginary friend called Piglet, and her mom thought she was crazy. And I used to interact with Piglet and be like, hey. So looking back then, while I wasn't aware of this kind of work or beyond this three-dimensional world, I now look back and like, oh, she had someone with her the whole time. But back then I wasn't in, you know, tapped into this realm. I was, but just not have the awareness of it, right? So I'm going to tell you right now, so there are three levels of clairvoyance. So you think, well, I just see with my imagination. That is the best way to describe it. If you've heard me in past videos, I have said that clairvoyance is sort of like an invisible movie in your mind, like a mind movie, but this is your movie screen, but behind there, and you have to view it from inside your body and watch the movie, but it's very subtle and faint and quick and imaginatory. It looks like it's imaginatory, and I say it's invisible, but it's not. Okay, so there's three levels to this. Is new for intermediate students. There are three levels to clairvoyance. The first one is precognition. I made notes to try to keep organized here. Normally in a class, I will not have any notes and just share my knowledge. So precognition, that's number one. Okay, so precognition, and there's probably gonna be a quiz at the end of this chapter or the end of level one. There'll be a quiz, so you wanna have notes here, okay? Precognition is seeing the future. So I am very precognitive. Most of my work is future related. Make a note of this. When you are reading for an individual, you may just see all future things. And when that happens, there's two reasons. Firstly, they're not going to be able to validate anything for you because it has not happened yet. Okay. Three things, actually. The second thing is time is not real. So time is a man-made construct, and we are operating psychic workers work on time and people who are alive, okay? As opposed to mediumship of people who have crossed over. So the definition of psychic work is time and people who are incarnate, which is alive, okay? So it's everything is about a human being that is alive, about their life, their career path, their relationships, their money situation, their travel plans, okay? And for me, I work the way I work and go back to that diagram with all the spitballs. So I go beyond that as well too. And my way of working is I can only read according to my client's energy, which is where their focus is. So energy equals focus. Where's your focus? Where's your thoughts? Where's your desires? Where's your dreams? Where's your goals? Where's your attention going? So where your attention is. And this is kind of cool because people don't realize if you come for a reading, you don't realize where your attention is, right? We sometimes think our attention is all over the place and what happened yesterday. But a lot of people are very focused on the future. And some people, as on the opposite end, are very stuck in the past. So if I have someone who comes to me precognitively, they're very focused on future events and what comes next and what they would like to do. And they're very driven. Everything pretty much will get, even if my intention is to just find out what's happening right now without them asking any questions. It's precognition. So an example of that will be, I always look in La La Land to the right of me, and client is sitting here, and I'm like, okay, well, the first thing that I pick up is that I am seeing a palm tree, and it looks to me to be a palm tree that you would see in Florida. So as I'm doing that, it's an invisible hologram in my mind movie. And it's over here, which is future. And also, there's a feeling. So, there's a clairsentient feeling attached to that. It feels like Florida. So, it doesn't feel like Bahamas. It doesn't feel like Mexico. It feels like a United States southern state, and it would be Florida. Okay. So, that's all I saw was a palm tree. Then I get a feeling and a knowing that it is Florida. So, I don't actually see it on the wall. Actually, a trick that you could use is to stare at a white wall. So, I have lots of white walls in my house. If you can stare at the white wall if you want, don't try too hard. Don't analyze it. Maybe the visual, the clairvoyance will appear on the white wall. Okay. So, future, precognition, that's number one. The second one is retrocognition. Number two is retrocognition, which would be the opposite, which would be the past. So again, if we use the same example of reading for a client, it is on my left side where I see the visuals. That would mean that the client is very stuck in the past or very wistful about the past or wishes the past was the same. An example of this would be if someone just had a divorce 2 years ago. That would be a very, even if that person is not focused daily on that, that is something that would be in their awareness and their energy. Subconsciously, so we also work subconsciously. That's for levels more two and three, which we will touch on that in the future. So retrocognition is in the past. And so an example of this would be now my visual is over here. This is how I work. I don't know how you're going to work. So you want to imagine a timeline. So there's a line of time that goes like this in front of you, and your client is over here. Okay. So for me, whatever's happening in the present is right here, future is over here, and past is over here. So then my attention goes this way in the person's energy field, and I'm like, oh, you have a divorce. You've been separated. So that is not for me clairvoyance. I would probably hear that, which is clairaudience. I'm trying to think of an example would be maybe I see a dog, and the dog had to go get stitches or got sprayed by a skunk. So I see the dog being sprayed by a skunk. Maybe I smell it clairaudience wise, and I'm like, oh, the dog was sprayed by a skunk. Does that make sense to you? And they're like, yes, my dog got sprayed 3 weeks ago. Okay. You're also building a timeline as you're doing this work. Okay. More on that later. And then the third type of clairvoyance is remote viewing, which is one of my very favorite things. Clairvoyance is now. Remote viewing is now in the present moment. So we won't get into that too much right now, but remote viewing, and I have trained people to do this in the past, more of a level two. And remote viewing is you can project yourself, project your ethereal self, picture like you, and then picture like yourself, a hologram leaving yourself and stepping out in front of you. And then you travel, and you can go like people like this because you can spy on people, but we don't recommend that. So sometimes I'll get a question like, is my husband being, is there infidelity in my relationship? And I'm like, well, depending on the integrity and your whatever's for the highest good. You could teleport or a remote view into wherever this person is, which anyways, don't be doing that right now, but you want to use it for good. Okay. So those are the three levels of clairvoyance. Okay. Here are some examples that you might not know clairvoyance really is. So if you ever close your eyes and or like you get up really fast and you see a bunch of stars in your eyes, like hopefully it's not medical, but in the psychic realm, that is your eyes starting to your clairvoyance starting to trickle in and get a little bit stronger, seeing orbs. So you just saw an orb at the beginning of the video. That's clairvoyance. You saw an orb. An orb is a beautiful light sphere that is from different realms. It could be loved ones of spirit, could be angels. Sometimes it's dust. You'll have the knowing that it's something special when you see an orb, okay? Like the lights behind your eyes. If you see dreams, so the third example are dreams. So if you have a dream about something and then it happens, or even if you go into the past, that's clairvoyance. Clairvoyant, okay? Holograms. So an example of that would be more for the psychic. Well, no, that's not true. For the psychic. I have a client, had a client come to see me, and I saw her brother who was incarnate, who was alive, as a hologram on her left, on my right. And I could have a conversation with him telepathically. He was a hologram. I could see the clothes that he was wearing holographically. And just so that's another example. That would be a more advanced development skill that you would acquire naturally. You can practice it by looking at the white wall. I wouldn't call anyone in or anything like that. It's just keep it simple right now. And so those are some examples of clairvoyance. Okay. Then I'm going to talk, just explain to you. Then I'm going to explain to you how you can improve this and exercises that you can use. So we talked about in the email, if you have a sleep mask, it's very helpful to have a sleep mask and you put that on in the dark, and that way you're not going to confuse your actual eyes. So because I stare over here, I could confuse myself with like, oh, there's a tag here, maybe you bought a shirt, but like, so having a blindfold with your eyes closed is very helpful as well, so that you're not questioning as much, and it really helps strengthen the clairvoyance, so you're able to see in the blackness the mind movie behind your eyes in the mask. So I highly recommend, if you want to train yourself and improve your clairvoyance, that one of the ways would be to get a blindfold or a sleep mask. Some people have a trauma with things on their face, or so just be careful, just do what works for you. Simply closing your eyes is all right as well too. When I was first learning as a developing psychic and medium, I closed my eyes as well. So it's completely fine if you want to do that. So closing your eyes, blindfold, or staring into La La Land. Okay. And in the next little chapter, in the next little step, you're going to go after this video. We're going to cut it off here. You're going to play a game. There's going to be a link to a psychicscience.org, and you're going to play a Zenner card game. So if you've ever seen the movie Ghostbusters, it's where you test your ESP, so your extrasensory perception. And there's going to be a bunch of different cards. So one shape's going to have a square on it, one's going to have a circle on it, one's going to have a star, one's going to have a I'm trying a wave, I believe there's waves. And so follow the instructions and go do that and see how you do. But remember, have fun with it. Okay. So if it's your first time ever doing Zenner cards, using your extrasensory perception to test your clairvoyance, it's okay. So if you can keep score, I don't know if that game actually keeps score for you, but we'll see you in the next video and have lots of fun with that.